Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
It's only bloody Tuesday. And this is Scott on Radio 1. But it's nearly home time. Whoop. Hello if you're doing revision. More on this a bit later. Oh, I've got something to teach you today. Yes, I have. Feel quite popular today. I've been invited out by not one, not two, not three, not four, but five different people asking me for a night out tonight, but I can't. And I've texted them all back. I was in a bit of a rush earlier, so I group texted them all saying, I can't, I'm going to see Julie tonight. And they're obviously texting back going, who's Julie? Predictive text, Kylie. So that's what I'm doing tonight. Try it though. You can't do Kylie on predictive text, it just comes out as Julie.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1, hello, who's on the phone?
Hi, Scott, it's Laura from yesterday.
Oh, Laura, hi.
I think I might have caused a bit of controversy with my comment yesterday about BBC Bite Size.
Oh, I remember you now. You were the one that was too brainy for Bite Size.
Yeah, well, the problem is, it's only with my science that it doesn't help me anymore. Hmm. But it helps me with all of my other subjects, and I really, really like it.
Was Chris Moyles talking about you this morning?
Yeah, I think he mentioned me in passing. I got told by one of my dad's work colleagues that I was mentioned.
Yeah, you're the one that said you didn't like BBC Bite Size.
Yeah, pretty much.
But you do. You do use it a lot, right?
I do like it.
You just wanted to clear that up with me now. Amazing, okay.
It sounds like you've been told by the BBC to come back on and make an apology.
No,
sounds like
I haven't.
We haven't forced you.
No. I just did it out of my own.
Have the BBC sent some heavies round? Say it. Say it's good.
Oh, but would I also be able to apologise to my friend Emily?
Okay, what's happened to Emily?
Well, basically, I told her that I thought Brian Cox was really boring.
Oh.
Yeah, and she really, really likes physics.
Right.
And so I told her that I really didn't like it.
Are you too brainy for Brian Cox as well?
Oh, no, I just found him incredibly boring, and I don't like physics.
I like it. So, you're causing more controversy now, again.
Do you know what? This is just my opinion. This is not everybody's opinion.
Well, thank you, Laura 16 from Maidenhead. Maidenhead, that's right, isn't it?
Yeah.
And thanks for your views on BBC Bite Size and also Professor Brian Cox. Appreciate that. Also, I was having this conversation today. Do girls find Prof Brian Cox hot?
No.
I think some of them do.
A lot of girls do.
I think they do.
There's a girl who works upstairs who properly loves him.
Yeah. What about him?
I don't.
I think it might be his voice.
He just irritates me.
Okay, good. All right, love you, bye.
Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm going on holiday next week.
Oh, are you going anywhere nice?
Yes, thanks. And...
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me.
No. Yeah, going somewhere. And I am thinking of doing something which I've never done before and that I'm quite scared about doing, but I think will be quite good for me.
Oh.
I'm not going to go on... I'm not becoming a Buddhist or anything. It's not that. It's I'm going to leave my phone at home. I'm thinking of not taking my phone away at all.
Right.
Now, as you know, I take my phone everywhere.
Yes.
It never leaves my hand. And I'm just thinking of going cold turkey on it. And, I mean, I considered just taking it with me and then turning it on, like, once or twice a day. But I know that I won't be able to do that. I won't be able to. Once it's there and it's on, I won't be able to stop. So I'm thinking about actually leaving it behind. Leaving it in this country.
It's got to be all or nothing with you, really, hasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I can't do second measures. I can't do, like, half measures of that. But as you'll know, it never leaves my hand.
What if something bad happens and you need to phone someone? What if someone needs to get hold of you?
I'll get the hotel number and give it to the right people, the people that need to know.
And your fake name, which you'll be checking in under?
Yes. Which is?
Do you actually have one?
No.
Oh, right. I
thought you were going to make one up for me.
No. I was like, oh, my God, you actually have one. At least if you leave it at home, you won't get a massive data bill.
Exactly. But, you know, I even take my phone to the loo.
Do you?
Yes.
What?
Do you not?
No. What?
No, I'm the same. I take my phone to the toilet.
Well,
definitely.
Yes, 100%. I take my... If it's in my pocket, of course it's coming with me, but...
No, in my hand.
What if... What if you drop it in the...
Well, yeah, it is prone to disaster, and that actually has happened before.
So in your house, if you're just sitting in the lounge and you've got your phone next to you, if you want to go for a wee...
It's in my hand, it's not even next to me.
You'll pick it up and actually take it to the loo with you. And would you answer it if someone rang?
I wouldn't answer it.
You don't answer it anyway, do you?
No, I don't. So,
that's
but...
a stupid question.
Anything could happen when I'm in that toilet.
Well, yeah.
You know?
But there's times when we go to the pub where we won't be talking. We'll just be tweeting.
Someone on my MSN has just said I often tweet and at the same time.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
But he has actually tweeted me before, get off your phone, and it's come up on my Twitter while I've been on my Twitter in the pub. That's rude, I know. But I'm just obsessed.
If you're going to tweet on the loo, like, put hashtag TT or something for, like, toilet tweets. Because I don't want to have to think about everybody's tweets as to whether they're on the loo or not. So just label it TT and then I'll know.
That's genius.
Hannah off the Isle of Wight has been on, saying, I did this once. I decided not to take my phone away with me. Don't do it. It's horrible.
Also, how are you going to, like, meet up with people who, if you have friends and stuff there, or go on holiday with someone else?
That's
assume you're not going on your own.
Yeah. Well, once again, I'll give him the hotel number. I'm going back to the old school. I'm going
thing of like meet me at 3:15
by the clock tower. that's what I'm going to do. I'll be wearing a pink carnation. I'm going to go old school with it. I'm going to go landline. That's how old school I'm going.
I'll give you 5 minutes before you've bought a really expensive foreign one.
Tom in Maidstone says, "What if you have another Michael waiting to go to the discotheque with you? What excuse will you have?" That's true. Do you remember Michael from the discotheque?
Where you had to hide in the bush.
Where I hid in the bush from him because he was too obsessed with me going to the disco with him. That was a brilliant excuse then. I used my phone. I was like, I've got to go. Someone on the phone. I'm in a bush. I won't have that this time.
Radio 1 Podcast.
It is revision week on BBC Radio 1. Lots of people revising and listening to us right now. Hello, if that's you. Now, if you're doing your GCSE or standards revision, we are trying to help. Yesterday, Becky taught us PE. Who'd have thought it? Do you know why you did that? Because you're in your prime.
Physical prime.
Physical prime.
I'm a goddess.
Actual PE teachers were very impressed with our song we made yesterday and said they were going to play it to their class. This is education, people.
T-D-I-A-V.
Tillidab kick.
T-D-I-A-V.
Phew.
T-D-I-A-V.
T.
Tidal volume.
Amount of air breathed in or out of the lungs in one breath.
D.
The diaphragm.
Sheet of muscle below the lungs.
I.
Intercostal muscles.
Muscles between the ribs that aid breathing.
A.
Alveoli.
Thin-walled spongy air sacs in the lungs that fill with air on inhalation and empty on exhalation.
V.
Vital capacity.
The maximum amount of air that can be forcibly exhaled after breathing in.
So let's check our pulse one more time.
There we are, that was the song from yesterday.
We had to check our pulse. Well, your pulse, about 6 times in 10 seconds, didn't we, yesterday?
I'm still here. Now, today, I am helping you learn French.
Mon Dieu.
How am I going to do this? I can't remember any.
I've got absolutely no idea, but I'm going to try and help you.
Okay.
Okay, I've been to the Bite Size website, which you can get to from my homepage, and I found you some clips of French things on the syllabus.
Okay.
And you just have to écouter and répéter, and then we can try you out on an actual French.
What do you mean?
I'm going to ring an actual French.
Yeah.
And speak to them.
Yeah, but because once you've heard the phrases and you've learnt them, then you'll be almost fluent, and then you can just go for it.
But what I remember, like, I know how to say my name and where I live, and that I'm 11.
How do you say that, then?
Je m'appelle Scott, j'habite Eastleigh. J'ai 11 ans.
You might need to add a few more.
I don't know
if you could get away with 11 anymore.
I vaguely remember some bloke called Jean-Claude falling off his bike or something on the way to Toulouse in my book, but that's about it.
I remember in GCSE French, we had to watch a video every French lesson about Café de Rêve. I'm sure it was Café de Rêve.
What happened in the Café de Rêve?
But it was like a soap opera. It was like EastEnders. I'm sure other people must have done it as well, seen this video, but it sort of haunts me. There was a character in there, a really shady bloke called Marcus. It was like they tried to make a French-style EastEnders. I'm sure it's Café de Rêve.
No, are you sure you're not getting confused with El Dorado?
Who?
But Marcus was the baddie in El Dorado, that weird European soap opera that the BBC did a few years back.
Yeah, but there's probably more than one person called Marcus.
Well, I don't know.
Well, maybe he was just moonlighting in Café de Rêve.
I'm sure it was Café de Rêve. I'm sure of it.
People will now text in with that. Can you remember any plot lines?
What would I'm not your mother, yes I am, be in French? It's that kind of simplicity.
That would be amazing.
Okay, right, so I need to écouter et répéter, yes?
Listen and repeat.
J'ai perdu mon sac à dos.
J'ai perdu mon sac à dos.
Do you know what you're saying?
No.
I've lost my rucksack.
Oh, I always lost my rucksack.
Sac à dos.
J'ai perdu mon sac à dos.
Mon sac à dos.
Je l'ai laissé
dans
le bus.
Do I have to go up like she does?
No, there was different clips on the website, so sometimes you're dans. Part man, part woman, but just ignore that bit.
Je l'ai laissé
dans
le bus.
Something about a bus?
Yeah. So you've lost it, so you must have...
Oh, I've left it on the bus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Je l'ai laissé
dans
le bus.
Je l'ai laissé dans le bus.
Bien.
Il est vert et jaune.
Il est vert et jaune.
What's that?
Vert is...
Green.
Green.
It?
Yeah.
Yellow. What's...
Yeah,
yellow.
Yeah.
Jaune.
So your
rucksack... It's coming back.
...is green and yellow, and you left it on the bus.
Il est assez grand.
Il est assez grand. It's big?
Quite big.
Il est assez grand.
Yeah, quite big.
All right.
Quite a big one.
Assez.
Do you think you're going to be all right?
Is that it?
Should we écouter and répéter one more time? He's only got to ring the lost property.
J'ai perdu mon sac à dos.
J'ai perdu mon sac à dos.
Je l'ai laissé
dans
le bus.
Je l'ai laissé dans le bus.
Il est vert et jaune.
Il est vert et jaune.
You don't have to do their voice. No. You can just say their words.
It helps me if I do their voice.
It's not an impressionist.
It helps me.
Okay.
Il est assez grand.
Il est assez grand.
Okay, and do you know how to say, like, hello and goodbye?
So bonjour.
Do
Let's
it.
Give it a try.
Okay, hang on, let me find the number.
Et bonjour.
Oui, oui. Zut alors.
Right, so we're now going to call the lost property office of the Gare du Nord in Paris.
Oh, God.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Oui, le Gare du Nord.
Bonjour. Ça va?
Oui, ça va. Et vous?
Yeah. Je m'appelle Scott.
Oui.
J'habite à Eastleigh. C'est New Hampshire, wasn't it? J'ai 11 ans.
Allô?
Allô. J'ai perdu mon sac à dos.
Alors, elle est comment votre sac à dos?
J'ai perdu mon sac à dos.
Et le sac à dos, il est comment?
Je l'ai laissé dans le bus.
Bah, vous avez appelé le Gare du Nord ici. On n'est pas le bus.
Oui.
On est les trains.
Non. Le bus.
Mais nous, on est les trains. Vous n'avez pas appelé le bon numéro.
Il est vert et jaune.
Oui. Mais, oui. De toute façon, on est les trains. On n'est pas les bus, donc je n'ai pas votre sac.
Mon sac est lost.
Je ne sais pas comment je peux vous aider, parce qu'on est les trains. Si vous l'avez perdu dans le bus, il faut appeler la gare routière.
Oui. I've just heard it in films. Avez-vous une baguette?
C'est quoi?
Avec fromage. Et jambon?
Oui. Je ne suis pas une pâtisserie.
Il est assez grand.
Oui.
Mon sac.
Mais le problème, c'est que nous, on est une train.
J'ai perdu mon sac à dos.
J'ai perdu mon sac à dos.
À mon avis, vous avez perdu votre vie.
Il y a
une étiquette avec mon nom
dedans.
Il y a toute étiquette dedans.
Est-ce que vous voulez que je vous donne le numéro pour la gare routière?
Do you want the number for the bus?
Oui.
C'est 02.
Oh non, non.
Non?
No, I'll leave it.
D'accord.
Je n'aime pas mon sac. Je t'aime. I think that went quite well. Radio 1
Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Most people remember Café du Rêve, this amazing drama from their French lessons. Joe in Watford remembers it. Do you remember everyone wore really bright clothes?
That's it, yeah.
Do you remember Max off EastEnders was the English guy in it?
Was he?
Yeah. And do you remember when the grandma gets mugged and her pearls fly all over the place?
No.
Actually quite a disturbing one, that. This is BBC Radio 1. So, if you are studying for GCSE French at the moment, my advice to you would be to pretty much ignore what happened there and go to the GCSE Bite Size website. You can get it from bbc.co.uk/radio1 and just click through.
Wasn't the best, was it?
Didn't go that well.
No.
And also, here's a tip. If you've left your bag on the bus in France, don't phone the train station. Little tip there for you.
Bless you.
I know.
You sounded really nervous.
I was nervous.
I've got a confession to make, actually.
What?
It wasn't Le Gare du Nord. It was my friend Maddie, who works in Newsbeat.
What?
Sorry.
Oh.
Amazing.
Oh, you're all good. Are you an actual French?
I have French family.
Oh, right, that would explain. That was very good. I was completely convinced that you were the Gare du Nord lost property woman. I'm
well,
so sorry.
You know, I've got an alternative career now, if I ever need one.
How did I do?
I would say you were fairly average.
Thank you. I'm happy.
I think that's being kind.
Go on.
I understood completely what you were saying, which I think is the main thing. I just perhaps would have given up as soon as you knew that you were in the wrong place.
Well, I didn't really know that.
You thought she was going to give you a ham and cheese baguette at one point.
Yeah.
And why did you tell her you loved her?
I don't know.
That was quite nice.
I do that to all the callers.
Brilliant.
Even when I'm speaking French.
Je t'aime.
Je t'aime. Hi, babe.
Hi, Fump.
Hi, Sank.
Oh, no, that's German.
Hi, Fump. Hi, Chris. But you did understand the words, right?
Yeah, I did understand the words.
I didn't have a clue what you were on about, love, but at least I was understood.
You were understood.
A bit.
Yeah.
Wicked.
A little bit.
I feel quite pleased with that. Okay, love you, bye. Je t'aime.
Bye. Je t'aime. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1
Podcasts. Podcast. Hello, Billy Piper.
Hi. How are you?
I'm very good. I don't know why, but I always get slight giggles when I'm about to interview you, and I don't know why it is.
I feel a bit giggly too.
Yeah, are you all right?
I'm all right, yeah.
I like it when you come in.
I like being here.
Because it's a bit like what I imagine going to the pub with you is like.
It's exactly the same.
Is it? Only we don't have wine now, obviously.
And a lot less nudity.
Really?
Jokes.
We just sit around and have a gossip, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
What's been going on?
What's been going on? I just came from a shoot for my friends at Peekaboo Vintage, and that's it today. And what else have we been going on?
What's Peekaboo about it?
It's cheeky.
Well, not again.
No, not with that. Let's not.
All right.
Let's not go there. But I've been in America for a bit.
Okay.
And you look like you've been somewhere.
Just in my back garden, Billy.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I went to do a desert trek.
It's a sun trap.
In Africa. But it is a sun trap. You're
it
right.
It really is.
Just catches me right there.
Sun facing. That's great.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm quite orange right now.
You look hot.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
In colour, like not warm as in. Oh. Sweating, that kind of.
What, hot as in hot?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very
and,
much.
Yeah.
Yeah, cheers.
Wow.
Woo! Now, we've been talking about this quite a lot on the show. There are certain shows on TV
that
you can't watch with your parents.
Mm.
And The Tudors is one of them. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
It's very racy, isn't it?
Really, really naughty.
I mean, Becky hasn't looked at Henry VIII in the same way since, you know?
I know.
And
I love that.
It's just a lot of people having it off, basically.
Yeah.
And they call it drama.
Well,
it's history.
Oh, sorry, history.
Yeah.
Now, I think your show, Secret Diary, is another one of those that I probably couldn't watch with my mum.
Yeah, or with anyone.
Yeah.
Just mostly on your own. In a good way.
Could you watch it with your parents?
No.
Really?
I can barely watch it on my own.
Really?
Yeah. It's not the best watching yourself pretending to do the do.
Mm.
Yeah.
Are there any other shows, like, as you were growing up? Because it happens a lot, we were talking about it on the show, are shows that you just could not watch with your family.
Or
films.
Well, I can never listen to the Salt and Pepper song in the car with my dad. You know that one about...
Oh, what? Let's Talk About Sex?
Yeah, that one.
It doesn't like that.
Turn it down! Turn it off!
Why would that song ever be on in a car with your dad?
Well, it would come on the radio and I'd be...
He's got their greatest hits. On tape.
On tape.
Still. That was just the other day. Yeah. I couldn't deal with that. I couldn't deal with anything, really.
No.
Kissing, all that. I had to be ignored or, you know, you do that kind of shift out the room.
Yeah, well, yeah. I'm just going to put the kettle on.
For the fifth time in the last hour.
What was the one that you had, Chris? That you really couldn't watch?
I can't remember now. No.
But it was really unpleasant for you.
Time Team.
It wasn't Time Team.
No, it was Time Team.
Challenge Annika. Something about it, I don't know. Yeah. Just gets me hot.
In fact, I remember I was looking through the channels once with my family and your show was on and you were, you know, doing what you do. I would not many clothes on. And I was like, oh God, no, Billy's on. Change it. Change the channel.
What did your dad say?
My dad, I think my dad probably does watch it on his own, to be honest. You know.
Yeah.
It's that kind of thing.
He records that.
Yeah. Do you... Because it's finished now, right? He's finished. The show's finished
now. The show's finished. Yeah, no more.
Do you think it finished at the right time?
I think it could have finished. No, I think it probably did finish at the right time. I'm not sure you could string that story out anymore without going to the dark places.
Mm.
Or just...
Without it getting really seedy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ish.
Or just... completely ridiculous.
Right. Because it must have been sad. What's that like? Because you've been doing that a few years now. What's that like the last day on set? Because you know you're going to do that for the last time and be in
gutted.
That show. Where you going?
Yeah, gutted. I felt sad about it. I think when it comes to filming it again, like, I mean, we film it in the summer, and when it hits summer and we realise that none of us have that job or any job, we'll be feeling pretty low about it.
Yeah, I've been reading all this stuff about you need a job at the moment.
Yeah, I need to get a job.
Right. What are you thinking?
I don't know. An acting job would be great, but at the moment...
Any?
Yeah, anything.
Do you want to come in here in the afternoon?
Do you know, I would love to co-host a radio show. Sorry.
<Yeah. laughs> That's fine, I'll just go now. Right.
No, because I was listening
no,
to...
No, you can stay for this show.
But we could all do it together, maybe. Or you're just like, no, please leave.
To be honest, Billy, I don't think we need two girls.
No.
I'm joking. Okay, I'm joking. She's not going to come in every day.
No, you're the best.
She's going to get another acting job like that.
I've only been out of work for 7 months.
Oh.
No.
Have you been filling the time? Bit of Jeremy Kyle?
Yeah, the usual. And raising a child.
Oh, of course, and the raising the child.
Raising a child really helps, you know, keep those boring times interesting.
Yeah. You blatantly watch Loose Women, though.
I don't like it so much.
Do you?
No. It riles me up a bit.
Does it?
Which is what I think people like about it. But
why does it rile you?
I don't know. I just don't need that level of noise at that time of day. And also...
Are you talking about Carol McGiffin?
I'm talking about women en masse.
They make,
you know
when
I mean?
They laugh together, when they, we're talking like,
I know.
There is something really grating about girls when they all laugh together. It's like, we went to the pub the other day and there was this hen do. If you're not part of that hen do, it's like, oh my God.
I know. I can't deal with it. My nan loves it.
Does she?
Everyone loves it. Mm. So you love that?
I wouldn't say I love it. If it's on, I'll watch.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure it's great. I can't do that. What else have I been doing? Not a great deal. My life is not happening at the moment.
But you know, a full time thing. You are really happy.
I've got a little boy.
Yeah.
And I love him. And you know, that kind of stuff, domestic stuff.
Yeah. Are you? Are they going to do a movie of Cool Girl?
I think they want to, but it would be in America, and it would be slightly different.
How?
With a twist. Well. Full of Americans and...
So you wouldn't be in it?
No, I'd be in it, I hope. Although, at some point, like, when we're having all these meetings, I'm like, I really want to turn around and go, I am still playing that part, right? I mean,
you're too polite to ask.
Yeah.
So I am still in this, right? Because I've been...
And
this,
when
we
get to the day of shooting, it's like, yeah, sorry. We've recast, we're just... You were just there as consultation.
That was me for several years, guys.
I know.
It's a bit like when the Hoff found out that he wasn't going to be in the Knight Rider movie.
I know.
Gutted. But that was the last minute. He's still bitter about that now.
It's not the best. But I don't like change. I don't think they should replace me, obviously.
No.
But
you're the best woman for the job by far.
Well, I don't know. But anyway, yeah, that's they're in talks. They're in talks about it.
Okay.
So we will know soon enough whether I will work again. Continues my days of prostitution.
Now, I vaguely remember this. You know, remember your ex-husband, Chris Evans?
I do.
Is he all right at the moment?
Yeah, I think he's all right.
Yeah. One of my favourite stories, and I can't quite remember it because it's a while ago that I read his book, is when, I just want you to retell the story because it's my favourite.
Okay.
Is when you and him went to look at a house
in LA. Yeah.
And whose house was it? Come, tell me the whole thing because it's my favourite story.
Okay.
It's my favourite Billy Piper story.
Ever.
Go on.
I went to look at a house. Already really dull when I tell it.
It's not.
Compelling. We went to look at this house in LA with a view to buy something and live there for a while. And went up to this house, went up in the hills. It was obviously gorgeous. The hummingbirds, bougainvillea, am I saying the scene?
No, it's good.
And a jag pulls up. And in the jag, I notice this really strong jawline. And I'm kind of obsessed with jawlines because I have an enormous jaw. So,
so you're always on the lookout.
Like, I know that jawline anywhere. And the window comes down and it's Jennifer Aniston. Jennifer Aniston is there to view the house with us at the same time.
Oh,
so already the sweating, the tears, what am I wearing? I'm not prepared for this. I was literally in a tracksuit. I was probably about 14 stone. And,
Where's that come from?
So,
no, sorry, that really ruined it.
I'm sorry, Billy. It's just going on too long.
Sorry, we're cutting you off.
I suddenly feel like I'm at the Golden Globes.
God, you're boring.
God, chilled out. And now I'm too frightened to speak. Oh, please, I want to leave.
And that's where we leave the story. No, carry on, love. That really ruined it.
How am I going to get it back?
My elbow pressed a button. You were 14 stone, you were in a tracksuit.
And, Jennifer Aniston was there, walk into the house. She's there to meet her friend who's also viewing the house, Courtney Cox Arquette, who's also there with... No, please don't do it. Oh, I thought you were cueing the music.
I'm not, no. It was also there, but Anne will be back after this. Yeah, go on.
And then she was there with, you know, the other Arquette, the man she then left. What's his name?
David.
And then Brad Pitt turns up. So right. We're all walking in, bumping into each other in the same rooms, having the same kind of conversations. I'm in the courtyard, like, sweating like a pig.
What were you
actually
saying?
Literally a pig. I didn't say anything. Chris was like cracking really bad jokes.
Mm. And you were just there sweating.
I was just in the court. I couldn't take it.
Did you say anything?
Because you bump into them in the same room. You're like, oh.
Lovely chandeliers.
Yeah. What would you do with the space? It's like, you know, wow. I'd go off white on that. Really? No. I hate myself.
So it was just kind of like some... Like they do group viewings, don't they? So like
they
loads
do
of
like
people.
Open house, don't they? So you can all go around at the same time. But I think they wanted to, I don't know. They obviously can't make a decision on their own.
So you were going around looking at this house with Brad Pitt,
house,
Jennifer Aniston.
Do you know whose house it was?
Who?
Now let me get this right. Because I want to say Blair, but it's Lionel Richie. Because Lionel Blair is slightly
Lionel
different.
Blair.
Well, they have similar hair.
They have similar hair.
All Lionels have the same hair.
Same. That's true. I've never met a Lionel without that hair. Think about it.
I put that to you, audience.
Yeah. If you know a Lionel with different hair to those two, get in touch.
Send a pic. You see, we could do this.
I know.
We could totally co-host.
We're good.
That was a good idea,
that
right?
That was really good.
Cue music.
Yeah. And now... Podcast. Everyone's saying that Lionel Messi doesn't have the same hair as Richie or Blair, but he's a Lionel.
Different.
Doesn't count. He's not a proper Lionel.
That's totally different.
It's 5:25 and Billy Piper is here. We're just hanging out and having a chat like we do.
Yeah.
It's fun, this. It's not like actual. It's good fun, isn't it?
It's nice.
Yeah, it's nice. I remember once when you came into, when I was doing Breakfast Show and Chris Moore's was off.
Yeah.
And you stayed about like an hour later than you want, when you could have done, because you just wanted to hang out.
I would really like that.
Yeah.
I would like that now.
Yeah. I just think she's after your job, Becky.
I know.
A little bit.
We should combine it with a few beers.
Unemployed at the moment.
Yeah.
Now, are you any good at French, by the way?
No.
Oh. Because it's revision week this week on Radio 1.
I heard that.
Yeah, awful.
Sorry. How horrible. And in the sun as well.
It's I know. Any good? Were you any good at languages or anything? Because there's loads of people revising, and because it's revision week, you know, maybe you can give some tips.
Oh, I know. Oh no! Everything I know is filthy, so I can't say it
in French.
No, in Welsh. It's not anyone doing a GCSE in Welsh. Come to me.
Okay.
French, I can't help you with.
Why do you know filthy words in Welsh? Is that from your time on the on Doctor Who?
On the Doctor, yeah. The Doctor Who.
From your time on the Doctor.
Bless him.
Bless him.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
okay.
We lived there for 9 months of every year.
Yeah.
So we'd obviously pick up a bit of the lingo.
Yeah. When you were doing your GCSEs, weren't you a pop star?
Yeah, but I have a confession. I didn't actually do them.
At all?
No, I didn't do them. That's illegal, right?
I don't know,
but I really don't want to have to do them now, so I'm slightly...
Did someone else do them for you?
I think I did a bit of coursework and various kind of
like when my mum made my Snow White outfit for my GCSE design and technology. I stitched a bit at the end, but do you know that when someone else does it for you?
Hang on a second. How have you managed to get out of doing your exams?
I was touring. I was singing day and night 12 times a day.
Oh, God.
Classic.
Don't knock it.
Don't knock it. I was busy. I was singing for my supper.
I know.
Or miming.
You were miming. You were miming for your supper. Honey to the bee.
You see? That's what I was doing.
I actually introduced you on Top of the Pops when you were
I remember.
Do you?
Yeah,
I
remember.
Awful.
You used to do all these little interviews backstage with us as well. Do you remember?
Yeah.
You weren't awful at all.
I had to say, and now, it was my second ever, and now, honey to the bee, to the Top of the Pop studio, it's Billy!
Oh.
And then you came on miming again.
As usual. Bless it.
I know.
That was years ago.
I quite like it that you didn't do any exams, Billy. It was real,
it's really helpful.
Really helpful here on revision week.
Yeah. Good for morale. Listen, guys. Yeah, good luck. Just good luck.
Good
it's
luck.
Really tough, and I
how would you know?
I know. I don't. You're barking up the wrong tree.
But good luck anyway.
Good luck.
Now, we need to talk to Billy about our idea. We're making a documentary about Lady Gaga.
Oh, cool.
Because she is she's appearing at Radio 1's Big Weekend in Carlisle.
Yes.
Which is going to be incredible.
I would love to come to that.
Well, now you're an employee of the show, you can probably get a ticket.
I would actually, you've just reminded me, I was going to ask if there was anything you needed, anything I could do. And
well, you'll be doing my job, so you'll be producing Scott
on
live backstage.
Bingo.
Yeah.
So that's your way in, really.
There we go.
Good luck with that one.
Please. Anyway,
you'll spend the whole weekend trying to find him.
Yeah.
Is it being some tent somewhere?
Sometimes go missing.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. I'd probably end up going missing with you.
Anyway,
yeah.
So we're making this story of Lady Gaga, and Becky's got, shoot Billy with your idea. Go on.
Okay, so I'm in charge of talking heads. We need to get loads of celebrities just to give their opinion on Lady Gaga.
Have you ever done one of those talking head shows where it's like?
No, I know.
I love 1984 because of this, and they
just
you know they
make
pop up
some bogus reason. Yeah.
So if you could do that now about Lady Gaga, that would be brilliant.
Anything.
Then we can just cut it.
We can
in.
Just put it in, and imagine it would be like. The story of Lady Gaga. Here's what Billy Piper thinks.
Okay.
I can see why you've never done them.
Or hosted a radio show. I don't know. Why do I like Gaga? I like Lady Gaga. oh my God.
This is the worst.
It's going well. We'll cut together.
I like Lady Gaga. She has a really wide selection of leotards.
Perfect.
There we are. That'll
excellent.
Do.
And also, we've got a few more stories coming up on Radio 1 over the next few months. So in my new role as head of Talking Heads, Scott, have you got what other ones we need to get?
The story of dubstep is coming up.
Yeah. We'll just get your opinion on dubstep.
Yeah. Here's what Billy Piper thinks of dubstep.
It's really great. It's oh my God. This is the worst. I can't do this.
This could be an
this
amazing
is on the spot. Thing. Usually I have time to think about these things, prepare them, do the research, sound like I'm down with it.
Okay.
dubstep. Where would you begin with that?
I'd throw it back to me.
I don't know.
No, okay.
It's not my area. I do appreciate it, though.
Do you? What is your area?
What do I like? What am I like films. I could maybe talk about that, but not right now.
What do you listen to music?
I love music.
What do you listen to?
What do I listen to at the moment? I really like that new dance song that, what's his name? Something Fox. Ali Mac played it recently. Come on, guys.
It's probably too new for us.
Now everyone's looking blank.
Okay.
We only do stuff that's been in the charts, like...
No, we don't.
We do.
No, we don't.
We love it.
It's really awesome. I love it. What else am I loving at the moment? I'm a big fan of Mumford's. I know that's quite dated now, but
no, it's still good.
It's still awesome. Love it.
We know them.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
I'd like to know them.
You'd
like
to know them.
No, no, no. I mean, we don't know them. We mean we've heard of them.
Oh, you know who they are. Mm. Okay, cool.
Have you heard that new one? It goes Umbrella, Ella, Ella. That's a good one.
That's a corker.
That's a really good one. That.
That's really
brand
good.
New.
Wow, you really know your music, guys.
That's right. Oh dear. So thank you very much for coming in today.
Oh, is it that time?
Well, you don't have to go.
No, I'll go. I'll
you don't go. Have to go.
I actually have to relieve the babysitter.
We need to get Billy to come in and play Innuendo Bingo one day.
We do. Can you imagine Billy on Innuendo Bingo? Yeah. That'd be brilliant. Hello?
She's lost it.
Come back.
You know what I mean? I have to let it go.
I do. I know. We knew what you mean. It's just you and your dirty mind. Now, we should probably talk about the DVD.
Yes, let's. It's out. Buy it.
Buy it. It's me.
Buy it. There are DVD extras, things that didn't feature on the series.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I'll stick one in the post to your
deleted
dad,
scenes.
Right. Not. I can watch those with my mum, could I?
Yeah. No.
Right.
No.
Okay.
Not for the parents or the wife. Or their husband, I don't know, whatever, but they're good.
Excellent.
DVD commentary?
From you?
No, that's a lie, but it would be good. Imagine DVD commentary on that show. Why didn't we do that?
I know. It's finished.
No, it's done and they're ready to go. Maybe there's still time.
Would you have done that? And here I am.
And here I am.
Oh, my clothes.
That's exactly why that would have been good.
Oh, my clothes have fallen off again. Billy, thank you for coming in.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
It's lovely to see you.
It's lovely to see you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Revision week this week on Radio 1. And we're all taking in turns on the show and helping you to revise, kind of. If you want to get actual tips, go to the BBC Bite Size website. Just click on through from the Radio 1 homepage. Becky taught us PE yesterday. I did a bit of French earlier. Tomorrow, Chris, you are doing geography. Well, tonight, actually. And you've got to make it interesting. So what you're going to do, have you looked at the BBC Bite Size website yet?
Yeah, well, I've been looking. I'm panicking because you're telling me I've got to do this right after the show.
He's been doing notes and everything.
Yeah. So
not
you have
sure
to...
about some of his diagrams.
Yeah.
I think he's doing volcanoes, but I'm not entirely sure.
Oh, right, yeah. I see what that could look like. And yeah, so you've got to make geography GCSE interesting to an audience at a comedy night. That's what you're doing tonight.
But they're expecting comedy, aren't they?
Yes, but it's a tryout spot, so you can do whatever you want. So I don't want you to do jokes. I want you to go there and teach them all about geography, which you would have learnt off the BBC Bite Size website.
I'd love it if you got signed up and they're like, yeah, Chris, you're brilliant. Yeah. Volcanoes is where it's at.
Yeah,
come back
really
every
good.
Week from now on.
Just do your volcano set again, please.
Go on tour, like Chris Stark's Geography Masterclass.
Yeah,
quite like
Take
that,
it to Edinburgh.
But hang on, you're going to Kylie tonight.
I am.
So you're not coming?
I can't, no, got Kylie.
Why am I going?
You'll be
coming,
fine,
right, Becky?
No, I'm not coming. I can't make it. It's me and my boyfriend our anniversary, so we're going up Chicken Land to celebrate.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Well, you'll be all right. Look, literally,
this is ridiculous.
It's about 10 minutes of your life. It's all fine. Just go along, teach them GCSE geography. What could go wrong?
Well,
and we'll see.
We'll see. But he can't laugh, obviously. So,
How long you last. How long do you think he's going to last before he gets booed off?
Good.
Do they actually actually boo you off? I guess they do in some...
The ones I've been to, yeah.
I went to see some awful comedy the other week and I was too scared to boo in case he heckled me.
But the ones that are bad, they don't know how to heckle.
Thanks for the support.
I give him 2 minutes.
Okay. Well, good luck with that anyway tonight. And we'll hear all about it tomorrow on the show when you've taught them geography. Back to my French earlier. I don't know whether anyone remembers the phrases that I was using from GCSE French from the Bite Size website. You've probably forgotten them. And if you have forgotten them, I always find it's easier to remember if they're in a song. It's true, isn't it? Mm. Because obviously you remember these French phrases from these various songs. Easier when it's set to music. This is Avril Lavigne's Girlfriend in actual French. And then there was this one by Girls Aloud.
This is amazing.
Yeah, have you not heard this before?
No. Is that actually Girls Aloud
yes.
doing that? Do they have to do that with every record then?
No.
Do it different...
No.
Because this one is called Can't Speak French, so they did it in French.
You know, like movies where they got to do them all in different languages.
No.
And
no. But it does bring to your attention that there's no actual French for funky music. Because that's the only bit that's not in French. So what I've done here, so you remember my French phrases, if you are studying for GCSE revision for French at the moment, I've done a song with all my phrases in when I called up the Gare du Nord earlier to see if they'd understand me when I'd lost my bag on the bus. Here it is.
Oui, le Gare du Nord.
Bonjour. J'ai perdu mon sac à dos.
I've lost my rucksack.
Je l'ai laissé dans le bus.
I left it on the bus.
Dans le bus.
On the bus.
J'ai perdu.
I've lost.
J'ai perdu.
I've lost.
Mon sac à dos.
My rucksack.
Mon sac à dos.
My rucksack.
Je l'ai laissé dans le bus.
I left it on the bus.
Bah, vous avez
appelé
le Gare du Nord ici. On
n'est
pas les bus, on est les trains.
Non. Il est vert et jaune.
It's green and yellow.
Il est assez grand.
It's medium size.
Il est vert et jaune.
It's green and yellow.
Il est assez grand.
It's medium size.
Si vous l'avez perdu dans le bus, faut appeler la gare routière.
Ouais. Avez-vous... une baguette?
C'est quoi?
J'ai perdu mon sac à dos.
I've lost my rucksack.
Je l'ai laissé dans le bus.
I left it on the bus.
Dans le bus.
On the bus.
Hello?
Hello.
J'ai perdu.
I've lost.
J'ai perdu.
I've lost.
Mon sac à dos.
My rucksack.
Mon sac à dos.
My rucksack.
Je l'ai laissé dans le bus.
I left it on the bus.
Est-ce que vous voulez que je vous donne le numéro pour le
gardien? Do you want the number for the bus?
Oui.
C'est...
Oh, no, no.
Non?
No, I'll leave it.
D'accord.
Je n'aime pas mon sac. Je t'aime. See, that... If you're doing GCSE French, you'll remember that now.
That is incredible.
You see? You put it in song, it's so much easier to remember. Alternatively, go to the Bite Size website, bbc.co.uk/radio1. Click it, click on through and you'll find it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Radio 1. You know Smooth Talking Dan. He's often on Stupid Street, abusing his position of interviewing the public by trying to get a date. But it's not really gone that well so far, has it, STD?
Not overly, no.
Maybe we can swap numbers.
I haven't. The number.
You've not got a phone?
No.
Right. Sounds like you're making that up.
And then there was this time.
Are you on the look for a guy at all in London? Quite a tall guy. Would you be interested?
No.
You up for that, Mini?
No. I'm married, so it's not a good idea.
Married again. She was interested. Maybe we could have a drink or...
Nah, I'm cool.
What about your cousin? Just, I know it's a bit awkward, but... What's your name?
Yosin. But I'm not from England.
That's not... I'm not prejudiced, so don't worry about that.
Not the best.
Hmm.
getting the brush off.
Yeah. But then, we got this email from a girl called Tracy.
Hey, from Austin, Texas. Is Smooth Talking Dan really single? I've had a pseudo-crush on him without even seeing him. But now, after watching his attempt to pick up Jess Manhands at the pub at 11:30 a.m, I'm fairly certain the crush has grown. Granted, I'm in America, but I'm a sucker for funny guys and guys with accents, and Dan fits the bill on both. I'm 31, never been married, no kids, a lawyer and a teacher, and I'd love to at least get the chance to chat him up. And I've included a few photos to show I'm a legit catch. So, if you could relay this on to Smooth Talking Dan, I'd much appreciate it. Thanks again, and keep up the good work. Tracy.
So it's fair to say that's your first bit of interest in some time, Dan.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it came out of the blue, yeah. But it was quite exciting.
Real nice email, though.
Yeah.
And
we haven't even set that up, though, have we? I mean, it's, you know, with Jess Manhands, that was my mate.
Oh, yeah.
This is genuine...
Yeah, she's an actual real person.
I was a bit suspicious, actually.
No, it's nothing to do with us.
Like
nothing.
My mum or something.
No. What's wrong with you?
I wouldn't do that. That's horrible. You never know. This could be it. She could be the one.
Hmm.
So you gave her a ring?
Yeah.
And...
No, hang on. That could be misunderstood, couldn't it?
Oh, not a ring.
Yeah.
You didn't put a ring on it.
Not yet.
No, not yet.
Slow down.
Yeah. It's not how he works. He
eventually
doesn't roll like that, does he?
You gave her a call.
Down. I gave her a call, yeah.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Hi.
Hi, I'm guessing I know who this is.
Yeah. Hopefully.
How are you?
Yeah, really.
You what?
I'm good, thanks. Yeah, Smooth Talking Dan from England.
From England.
I like that he doesn't even mention the fact he's from your show. He's just Smooth Talking Dan off England.
Yeah, he's
own. That's amazing.
He's in his own right now.
Yeah, Smooth Talking Dan from England.
That's his name. Don't wear it out. Well, she seems very keen.
Yeah, she was actually. Yeah,
She does fancy you. Definitely.
Well, so it may seem.
And then the next bit of the conversation, you asked her a question, didn't you?
Yeah.
Now, would we all like to guess what that question might have been?
How are you? What's the weather like?
I'm going to go for how big are your hands? Because that seems to work.
Yeah. Here's the question he asked.
Let's just, you know, throw caution to the wind.
Okay.
And just, you know, have a first... flirtatious
okay,
encounter on the air.
What?
Why not?
What are you wearing? I don't know.
I knew you were going to say that.
You can't ask that as the first question.
Yeah, I know. I was a bit flummoxed and just went for it.
That's amazing.
What are you wearing?
I would have probably hung up at that point. It's a bit seedy, isn't it?
Yeah. But she didn't hang up.
I have a spare ticket to Marina and the Diamonds here in Austin on Monday.
She's in Boston.
If they can get you here, you can be my date.
Oh, okay. So you could have a potential date. If you can get to Austin, not Boston, Dan,
okay.
You can go and see Marina and the Diamonds with Tracy.
That is still in America, though, just to clarify.
Yes, it is. But, okay. Yeah, Boston and Austin are both in America, yeah. Yeah.
What will happen on the date? Obviously, we'll watch the music, but, I mean, what can I expect?
Well, I mean, it depends how much we hit it off. I mean, you're British, which is a big, big plus.
Right.
Like, I have a long list of qualifications, and I kind of let a few slide when someone has an accent. So...
Okay. What are the other requirements, as a rule, for you?
Do you have good teeth? Teeth are important to me.
Right.
I did just date a Frenchman, and I made a little bit of an exception because he was French.
Okay. How many guys from Europe have you got through of late? Is it are you making your way through the EU?
Like, this is not like a mission of mine, honestly.
Okay. Oh, Dan.
How many blokes have
you got through in Europe?
I just got a feeling that maybe she was sort of going from like Germany, France, Italy, everyone.
What can I expect from this? Becky's face.
He's getting better though, Dan, isn't he? Do you not think, Becky?
How?
The tactics he's employing in all this. He's just become a lot better.
Oh, well, maybe he's just picked up a right keno. Like, I think he could say anything and she'd be well up for it.
She wasn't put off though, really, was she? But she seemed keen throughout.
Well, she stayed on the line, Dan, yeah. Mm.
If you could get your team to start looking at some tickets, that would be awesome. Would they set you up in a hotel or would you have to crash with me?
Yes. Would I crash with you? I don't know if that's...
No. I'm not inviting you to crash with me. I'm saying...
Well, you've not even been on the first date and we're already planning. This is going surprisingly...
So this has gone from you spending ages and taking a long time to try and snare a woman to now being suddenly pursued by this Tracy girl. How do you feel about that?
It's a bit nerve-wracking, actually. It's a little bit odd, isn't it?
She's quite overpowering in some ways, isn't she?
Forthright.
She's an independent woman, part one.
How far will I get at the end of this date?
Oh,
is kind of the crux of my question.
That should not be the focus.
Right, don't worry about all that. Okay, but basically, if we hit it off with Marina, I'll be staying at your place, anything can happen, and jobs are good.
You see, I think that's fair enough, because you're flying all the way to America, potentially. Mm. You want to know what's going on, don't you? You want to know where you're staying. You need to know the details. You can't just turn up and go, well, yeah, we'll just see how it goes.
No, it all sounds good. I like your ideas. I'm excited and titillated. Not that.
Why, out of any word that you could have used in the whole English language, why was it... Why did you say you were titillated there?
I don't know what was on my mind, really, then. I'm excited and titillated. I've got to go. All right, cheers and bye.
Okay, so where, how am I going to know?
What happened there?
I think I bottled it.
Did you bottle it out? Was she scaring you?
A little bit, yeah.
Listen again.
I've got to go. All right, cheers and bye.
Okay, so where, how am I going to know?
You've left her hanging.
I feel a bit bad, actually, now.
He's left her wanting more. That's what he's done.
Is it possible for her to want any more? I don't think so. I think she was...
Just hang up.
Just hang up on it. Genius. Absolute genius, Dan.
You are a smooth talker. That's for sure. So are you going to go?
Are you going to... Who's paying?
Well, we haven't discussed this.
Okay.
I mean, do you even like Marina and the Diamond?
She's all right, yeah.
Worth going to Austin for?
Seriously, are you seriously saying that if Scott got his credit card out, you'd go and see this girl?
Yeah.
You'd get eaten alive, Dan.
She would. She'd have you for breakfast and then still be hungry.
It would be a bit scary, but...
Really scary. I mean, she sounds nice and all, but I just think... Just the look in the way that you're cowering there a little bit is... Imagine, you'd have to spend a few days with her. You're going to Austin, Texas.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it'd be one night extravaganza.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.